Welcome to Our Shepherd's View, an in-depth discussion with the Most Reverend Michael Mulvey, 8th Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Corpus Christi. Join us now as Bishop Mulvey reflects on issues and events facing Catholics and people of all faiths.
Good morning, South Texas. Welcome to Our Shepherd's View. I'm Barbara Little on this 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Bishop Mulvey's unable to be here with us today, but we're thrilled to have Father Joseph Lopez, who will be reading our gospel and talking about vocations. Please stay with us, and we will be right back.
The Cathedral Youth Choir will join thousands of young voices from around the world at the International Choir Festival in Washington, D.C. for a momentous July 4th celebration. The Vatican-based Puari Cantores Inaugural International Congress for American and International Catholic Student Choirs, July 3rd through 7th, will offer a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for these youngsters to sing in some of our nation's most honored landmarks, including the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, St. Matthew's Cathedral, the Jefferson Memorial, and the National Mall on July 4th. Lee Gwotes, Director of Liturgical Music for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, will be among the distinguished conductors to lead the combined choirs from across America and numerous other countries as well. We at KLUX salute these Corpus Christi singers who will take part in this historic event.
Welcome back to Our Shepherd's View. Well, good morning, Father Joseph. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to Our Shepherd's View. I think this is the first time that we've been together on this program, so I'm thrilled to hear about what you're going to be talking about for vocations.
Thank you very much. It is the first time, and I'm glad to be here.
Great. Well, before we do that, our gospel this morning is from St. Luke, so if we could prepare our hearts and minds to listen to his word.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Once, when Jesus was praying in solitude, and the disciples were with him, they asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly, and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, as I mentioned in the beginning of the program, Bishop Mulvey's unable to be with us today, so we're thrilled to have Father Joseph Lopez, who is the Vocations Director for the Diocese of Corpus Christi. You have a big job, Father Joseph.
It can be a challenge sometimes.
Well, there are a lot of wonderful things going on, and when I found out that we were going to have the program together, you pointed me in the direction of the new website that went up, ccpriest.org, and I found it a wonderful website. It was very easy to navigate, has a lot of wonderful information, and I found that true as a layperson, not just somebody who was going through the discernment process, but it sounds like that website was created for all Catholics.
That's correct. One of the fundamental things that we're trying to accomplish within our diocese is building a culture of vocations. And one of the ways to do this is to have the assistance of the lay people. Back in the 70s, it was discussed and thought of on how we involve the lay faithful in the development of the church. Now that we're almost 40 years past that time, various ways and methods have been developed. This is one way that I believe that the assistance of the lay faithful can help build that culture of vocations, particularly through prayer. And in that website, one of the first slider pictures that comes up on the website is the advertisement for Invisible Monastery. Several parishes throughout the diocese have posted advertisements, flyers on their billboards, on their doors, on their rectories, directing people to join the Invisible Monastery, where individuals can go and register not only their name and contact information, but how they are going to develop the Invisible Monastery through prayer. It can be pledging a day of prayer, an hour of prayer, a week of prayer, a month of prayer. It just depends on where the individual is and what they're able to contribute. As long as we can do this, hopefully someday we will have 24 hours a day of prayer for vocations.
So the registering is, you're not asking for any donations or treasures. So we may say you're looking for our time in prayer.
The donation of treasure through prayer.
Uh-huh. That's beautiful. Well, and with the Invisible Monastery, I did see it on the front page. And then there were some wonderful slides with the diaconate, you know, that were just ordained. And then the ordination of Joshua Stevens. So it's a very, very interactive website.
It is. We had just recently, the first Sunday of June, we ordained Bishop Mulvey ordained deacons David Bayardo and Alfredo Villarreal to the transitional diaconate. They are entering their last year of priestly formation, and they will be going to returning to St. Mary's Seminary in the fall. And God willing, at the end of that year, they will petition Bishop Mulvey for ordination to priesthood next June. Joshua Stevens received candidacy. Joshua Stevens was selected by Bishop Mulvey to continue his priestly formation at the North American College in Rome. And one of the steps in that to be accepted is that he has to have received candidacy. And he did that. It was a beautiful day at his home parish, Our Lady Mount Carmel in Portland, where Bishop Mulvey accepted him into candidacy. And what that is a public declaration by the young, by the man that he is no longer discerning. He is ready to commit his life and service to the church. So he did that at Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Portland. It was interesting because it was actually the Mass, the baccalaureate Mass for the parish. It was a jam-packed church. Monsignor Chamberlain and Father Zurovitz were present. The seminarians were present. Joshua's family was present. But it was a beautiful thing to witness. I could only imagine the people in the pews that have seen Joshua grow and the different struggles that he's had recently, physically. He's overcome those things, and to make this public profession was a very moving experience.
Oh, I bet it was.
Not only for him, but for the parishioners too. So it's a good moment of support for them and a good opportunity for vocation awareness.
Right. So he'll continue his studies in Rome.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, how wonderful. Well, on this website, there's a tab at the top, and it's about discernment. So I thought, all right, let me see what this is all about. And what I, as a layperson, thought was so wonderful, it talked about four vocations, that there's not just the ordained or the religious, but there's also the married and the single. And under each tab, it talked about each of those vocations. So it was very inclusive.
One of the things to keep in mind is that before we're even born, we have a vocation. God is calling us to something in the life of the church, to serve him by serving others in the life of the church. And this is not only done as priests and religious, but it is done through marriage. Mm-hmm. It is done through single life and so forth. So one of the things, the reason why it's included on there is to help people discern, mm-hmm. you know, what is it that God is calling me to do? Mm-hmm. Now, even though the address line for the website is CC Priest, you know, sometimes a young man is going through discernment through seminary and realizes, you know what, God is not calling me to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's important that all the options are available.
Right, right. And that was another piece that was on the website about questions on discernment. And I thought that was very interesting because there's the list of questions that people can ask themselves. And then down at the bottom, it says if you've answered two or three of these, you know, maybe there is a calling for you.
That's exactly right. And it's interesting because sometimes when I am meeting with young men, you know, the first time I meet them, I do propose those questions to them. And I'm glad you brought it up, because I would like to convey those questions on the airwaves, if that's okay.
Certainly.
Okay. The first one is, do you feel called to give more or be more? Second one is, do you find your weekly ministry more life-giving and energizing than your 40-hour work week? Does your relationship with God sustain you, enliven you, and invigorate you in such a way that you want to share the good news with others? Does the idea of becoming a brother, sister, or priest keep coming back time and time again? Have people told you you would make a good priest? Do you have a feeling that you are on the brink of a major life decision? Are you afraid to tell friends and family that you are thinking about a church vocation? Do you feel a recurring tug in your heart to serve others more? And what happens is, after this little examination of conscience, if at least two of these questions are answered yes, then there's probably a vocation to priesthood or religious life within that person.
Right.
And it just needs to be fostered.
Right. And that's where your role comes in.
Correct.
To foster that.
To assist them, you know, to ask the right questions, you know, to guide them where they are spiritually. If they're at the very basic level, meet them there and then, you know, help them develop that. And there's a lot of concerns, and there's a lot of things that are on the individual's minds that need to come up and be discussed. Mm-hmm. And that's my role, to help them with that.
Kind of a counselor.
Similar to that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so once an individual has answered those questions and meets with you, that period of discernment, and if they decide to go into the seminary, they're still in a period of discernment.
That's
correct.
It's like,
is this the road that God wants me to go down? Doesn't mean they're going to be a priest. Is this the road I'm supposed to be going down?
Correct. And it's not uncommon, and certainly no less of a thing, when a young man enters seminary formation, even if it's right out of high school, goes in as a freshman in college in a priestly formation, and through his discernment, through his prayer, through his guidance, through a spiritual director, he decides, you know what, God is not calling me to do that. That is perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
That is perfectly fine. It's better that they are in the opportunity to be able to truly discern what God is calling them to do, and decide to discern out what we call discern out, as opposed to continue to go and then
find out after
Correct.
All the many years that
Correct.
It's not the right thing for
Right.
them. And to me, it seems like that has really changed a lot, because I remember growing up, it seemed like once they entered the seminary, they were in the seminary. You know,
Right.
So I think, don't you think that things have evolved over the past 30 years, that there is more of this period of discernment?
There's what has evolved over the years is a development in priestly formation. We have, through the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, a program that we must follow in order to develop and form men to be priests. It's called the Program for Priestly Formation. And there are guidelines, benchmarks, and there are requirements
Oh.
that are within this program. And so it's important that not only as the vocation director to be well-versed in this particular program, but it is incumbent upon the formation faculty of the seminaries to implement this program for priestly formation in the seminaries. And one of the portions of many components is helping the young man truly discern authentically and genuinely if he is being called to be a priest.
Well, so this is not just at the local level. This is at the national level.
That's correct. Well, it's actually at the
international.
International. It is something that the Congregation for Catholic Education, the Congregation for Clergy, has developed, and basically asking every conference, national conference of bishops, to develop some type of program for priestly formation.
Very interesting. All right, well, we are going to take a short break, and when we return, we will continue our conversation with Father Joseph on vocations. Please stay with us, and we will be right back.
Marriage, instituted by God, is intended to be a lifelong commitment between a man and a woman. The Catholic-based weekend experience is for married couples with a desire to enrich their relationship in a private, confidential environment, free from everyday routines, distractions, and tensions, and help spouses learn to communicate more intimately with one another. The opportunity is presented for them to take a new look at their marriage and rediscover hopes and dreams together, and to rekindle romance and revisit God's plan for them. The next Marriage Encounter Weekend with Rolando and Nelda Garza will begin on Friday, June 28th, and end on Sunday, June 30th. To hear all about it, call the Garzas at 851-8306 or visit mecorpuschristi.org.
Welcome back to our Shepherd's View. Bishop Mulvey is unable to be with us this Sunday morning, so we're thrilled to have Father Joseph Lopez, who's the Vocations Director for the Diocese of Corpus Christi. And in the first part of the program, we talked about the website, ccpriest.org. So Father Joseph, I wanted to ask you that we talked about some of the tabs that are on there, and during the break, you and I were talking about how there's going to be some information for parents. What's that going to be?
Well, one of the things that I had been considering is including that tab for parents. Oftentimes when I speak to parents of not only seminarians, but those even considering priesthood or religious life, sometimes, you know, parents have, they don't know how to react. Mm-hmm. That's something maybe they weren't taught when they were beginning parenting. And sometimes there's apprehension, sometimes there's excitement, sometimes there's, I'm not quite sure what my son or daughter is thinking about this, and how do I be supportive, you know, and so forth. So one of the tabs on this website is going to assist parents when, God willing, their son or daughter tells them or informs them, this is what I think God is calling me to do.
So that they have the right reaction.
Correct.
So you're helping them parent. Because, and you had said that there are also going to be some newsletters coming out where you talk about that.
That's right. In fact, last month in May was the first edition of at least a year-long monthly newsletter that will be sent out from the Vocation Office. The first one is called Duke and Altum, Set Out into the Deep. This is going to be a newsletter developed specifically for discerners, individuals who are thinking about a type of church vocation in their life. This last one in May, it was displaying making the biggest decision in your life. You know, and what we do during that time, how do we make that decision? What are the steps? How do we go about doing that? You know, when we make a big purchase for us, we do research.
Exactly.
You know, where we're going to buy a car, we're going to buy a flat screen television, a camera, a computer, the latest iPad or iPod or iPhone, whatever the case may be. We're going to be spending a lot of money. We do research, which is the best one out there.
How do you research whether you're supposed to, you know, be a religious or a priest?
Well, one of the things is nowadays we call cyber discerners. These are individuals who go in secret online and type in priesthood, type in sister, type in nun, type in priest of Corpus Christi, Corpus Christi priest. Fortunately, because we developed this website, when someone Google searches or any type of search engine, Corpus Christi priest, our website's the first one that comes up.
Oh, wonderful.
So we're high up there. Also, Religious Life Corpus Christi, that comes up. Our website comes up. So that's what we call cyber discerners. It's still in secret. There's the mystique about it. Not quite sure, but online there's so much material that an individual can do their research.
Right.
And oftentimes, you know, research is also done in the heart. You know, not mm-hmm. necessarily online, but, you know, researching your heart, your own heart. You know, what is God calling you to do? And that's important. And the way we do that is how we research our heart is through prayer. Mm-hmm. So again, when someone makes a big purchase in their life, they're going to spend a lot of money. They do their research. So why not research what God is calling you to do?
Right.
So that was the springboard for that. So that was the first newsletter. The second letter is for vocation promoters, basically everybody else, because we are all called to promote vocations. So in this last issue, and that's called the title of that is called The Vineyard, because there's plenty of work in the vineyard.
True.
So this last issue was called A Sacred Moment. How do you speak to a young man about priesthood? What are the things you say? What are the things you don't say? What are the things you do? What are the things you don't do? It's a different time nowadays, and everybody's trying to compete for our young people's attention. Everything out there, especially in our society. So we got to be part of that competition. And how do we compete? So this last issue in May was exploring those points. Upcoming in June, in the next issue of the newsletters for Duke and Alton, for the discerners, we're going to be displaying or exposing prayer. So I spoke about it in the first issue. The second issue is how do you actually do it? You can only convey a certain amount in one page. So, but I expose different methods of prayer on researching your heart, mm-hmm. and expose different scripture passages that deal specifically about discernment. So, and then the second newsletter, The Vineyard, is specifically for fathers. And it's entitled, Dad, I Want to Be a Priest. And this is very important for fathers, because if a young man approaches his father and says exactly that, how is the father to respond?
Right.
You know, every young man is caught in different circumstances, and every family is different, and every man is different, every father is different. So I try to capture as many scenarios as possible within this newsletter of assisting fathers to appropriately respond to their son when he tells them that. Dad, I want to be a priest.
Well, I think you mentioned that you shared your story about how your father reacted when you told him that.
That's right. And even within this, it's kind of, I want to remain as anonymous as possible with
sure.
it. But yeah, I mean, there is a personal portion in there which mm-hmm. helped develop this particular newsletter.
So there's a lot of tools out there.
There are a lot of tools. And again, the springboard is competing. You know, we got to be part of the competition in gaining the attention of the young men and women out there. So we got to be creative, and we got to also be inventive.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, it sounds like a wonderful, wonderful website, wonderful tools. So what else is going on in vocations? And I asked that with one question in mind. I saw on the website about the, and I'm going to try to pronounce this correctly. You coached me once. Melchizedek Project.
That's correct. The Melchizedek Project is a discernment group specifically for young men between the ages of 17, high school age, through college, who are very serious about the discernment. And it's a monthly meeting with these young men. And it's interesting because we've had this for a year now. And when we first started this particular discernment group, it was interesting to see the reactions of the young men the very first meeting. We had about maybe 15 men that met, and they really didn't know each other. But by the end of the sessions, they were very, very good friends because it's interesting because to see the person sitting next to you who's my same age, went through the same thing, but yet he also is considering priesthood. It definitely makes the environment much more manageable and much more intimate, and allows for real discernment to occur. And then so myself or Father Peter Stanley, he has another group going on specifically for high school age guys. And to be able to moderate those groups is fulfilling. But at the same time, you see the development of these young men and really authentically discerning whether or not God is calling him to be a priest. So we're going to continue with that. It was fairly successful. And if in the event, you know, these men don't enter seminary, at least we've helped them understand whether or not they were called.
Right.
And it helps develop their Christian character.
Right. And I would think that within these groups, it's a very safe environment.
Absolutely.
I mean, what's discussed in that room stays in that room.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's something, those parameters set from the very beginning.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. You know, you talked about the age of the young men for that. Now, what is the age that men could consider becoming a priest?
There's no set age. Right now, in my opinion, I like to use the 7 and 7 and 7. It's not a drink. 7 years old. Is when oftentimes boys start to play mass, mm-hmm. play priest, mm-hmm. and even though they, you know, mom and dad think it's cute, you know, there's something going on. There's something going on in the mind of that boy. The second seven is during seventh grade, that's the formative year,
right.
And you know, the development of a young man's mind, mm-hmm. heart, and whether if he in the event mentions something, then we probably need to explore that a little bit more, mm-hmm. and be serious about it. And then 17 17 is when young men and women are beginning to really make life-changing decisions. So that's the 7, 7, and 7. Mm-hmm. There's no set age, really. It can be anywhere between that. It can be later. It can be 27 mm-hmm. Years old again, another year in which if someone really hasn't, whether they're not married or they're still in the discernment process of what God is calling them to do.
Mm-hmm. And even until the 30s, couldn't they? They've gone to college. They've had a career for 10 years out of college or so, mm-hmm. and they're thinking, there's something more.
Absolutely.
I'm feeling a call. It's not too late.
Correct.
In your 30s.
Absolutely. And in fact, we have some of our priests who went through that style of formation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've heard some of the stories, and they're beautiful stories.
Yeah.
They really are beautiful,
beautiful the worst
stories.
Thing, the worst thing that a man can do or a female can do is ignore God's call because they're never going to be happy.
Right.
And the only way we're happy is when we feel peace in our life. And you can't really put a thumb. You can't put a thumb on it. It just I can't put a thumbprint on my own. You know, it just mm-hmm. happened. And it's an overwhelming feeling, but it's authentic and it's real. Mm-hmm. And we know.
That's beautiful. Well, there's a quote on the website that from St. Catherine of Siena that says, "If you are what you should be, then you will set the world on fire."
That's absolutely right. In a good way, set
in
the world on
way.
Fire. Yeah,
that's right. Well, we just have a little bit of our program. You wanted to visit about Father Chris Becerra.
Absolutely, Father. One of our newest priests in our diocese. He was ordained on June 8th of this year. It was a beautiful ceremony. His family was present. Several priests were present. His pastor, his future pastor, he'll be beginning July 1st. His first parish assignment is Sacred Heart in Mathis. And he'll be assisting Father Raju, who will be the new pastor there, and also assisting with the missions that are attached to Sacred Heart. So he's stoked about it, and I'm very excited for him. It was a proud day, in a good way for me as a vocation director, yeah. to see, the development of Father Chris Becerra throughout the last few years, and to be able to present him to the bishop for ordination.
I bet you were grinning from ear to ear.
It was great, and it was really a blessing. And also, you know, if people have not had the opportunity to attend a priestly ordination or any ordination, but specifically a priestly ordination, it is one of the most beautiful rituals that we have in the church. I mean, we use rituals that date back to the time of Christ, mm-hmm. laying on of hands. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an amazing.
Brings tears to your
eyes. It does. It could be an emotional experience for some people. Mm-hmm. But again, if people have not had the opportunity to attend at least once, I would highly recommend to participate in a priestly ordination.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have a lot of opportunities, Father Joseph.
God willing.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. And I think your closing prayer is the prayer of vocation. So if you could end our session with a prayer and a blessing.
Thank you. If you can join me for this prayer, it'd be great. Oh, loving and gracious God, Father of all, you bless your people in every time and season and provide for their needs through your providential care. Your church is continually in need of young men and women to offer their lives in service of the gospel as priests, sisters, and brothers. Open the hearts of your sons and daughters to listen to your call in their lives. Give them the gift of understanding to discern your invitation to serve you and your church. Give them the gift of courage to follow your call. May they have the spirit of young Samuel, who found fulfillment in his life when he said to you, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, teach those who are called by your Son to give a joyful yes, as you did to the angel Gabriel at the Annunciation. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Father Joseph, and thank you for sharing your Sunday morning with us. Have a wonderful rest of your day and a blessed week.
This has been Our Shepherd's View with the Most Reverend Michael Mulvey, Bishop of Corpus Christi. If you have questions for the Bishop, write to Our Shepherd's View, 1200 Lantana, Corpus Christi, 78407. Or we invite you to email your questions and comments to osv@klux.org. Our Shepherd's View is a production of CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.